It's the 420 Drug War News, and this is a continuation of my discussion with the Reverend Alexander Sharp.
What it does make me think of is the movement now in this country towards finally an approval of a safe consumption site, which will happen in Philadelphia fairly soon. We're on the brink of that there. And of course, there are, I think, at least one underground that we don't know where it is, but it's real here. And you have about 60 such sites all around the world. And we're finally stepping up to emulate that model.
Yes, sir. Now, you had on your website, which, by the way, the website is newdrugpolicy.org, but you had one of your more recent ones was talking about when being poor becomes a crime. Tell us a little bit about what was contained in that write-up, please.
That's out of our normal concern, because it's not centrally about drug policy, but it seemed to me to be so important as an act itself, namely the elimination of cash bail is as individuals are being held prior to in a pre-trial state before they go to trial. What that means, of course, is that if you are poor, you sit in jail awaiting trial. If you are wealthy, you have the capacity to raise bail and therefore not have to sit in jail awaiting your trial. The reason I didn't think of it first in relation to drug policy, but it is related, is in fact one of the stipulations of the bill in Illinois, which I think has a very good chance of passing, namely the ending of cash bail, is that police will not be able to hold people in jail for low-level drug charged offenses for low-level drug possession. So that does tie into the notion of decriminalizing low-level drug possession. So there is a direct tie into drug policy. It's that's the main reason I used it, but I didn't think of it in connection with this broadcast. The other thing, as long as we're on ending money bond or money bail, is that it's easy to understate the degree to which cash bail has contributed to mass incarceration, because on the front end, it brings people into prison before they have gone to trial. So that's bringing people into the criminal justice system. And once they are brought in that way, they're much more likely to plea bargain. And therefore, they will end up with a sentence that actually takes them to incarceration.
More with Reverend Sharp tomorrow. I'm Dean at DrugTruth.net.